Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast.
We're on the ground. Boots on the ground.
We are here, and today's the day.
All right. Hey, the night of Comedy Cruise is finally upon us. Mm-hmm. This evening we will take to...
The rough seas of the Murray River. I hope they're smooth sailing.
Well, you know, we had Zach Dyer on the show yesterday, and he did say that... Well, yeah, he said they were quite calm.
Yeah. Granted, he was on a paddle boat.
Well,
we will not be on a paddle boat.
You absolutely hope it's calm seas on a paddle boat.
Yes.
But we're here and we are very excited to be in Mildura for the Comedy Cruise, A Night of Laughter, Food and Drinks. Mm-hmm. M-Tresseter, Donna Collins, Zach Dyer will be on the boat with us tonight amongst many other listeners. Super stoked to meet everyone that's, you know, called into the show and got one tickets.
It's been great. They've been very enthusiastic.
I'm really looking forward to meeting Mick Maloney in person. The guy, Mildura hero. Yeah.
To save his dog, Hutchie. Very exciting. It's been fun. We had a big day of travel yesterday. Drive and an aeroplane.
Yes.
And some walking.
And shout out to Jules for driving the entire 3 hours.
Look, it was a pleasure. I discovered cruise control. Yeah. My world has been changed, guys.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure for her. You can see that on the Nick and Jules Inner Circle. I did upload a video.
Go check it out. Also yesterday, what wasn't a pleasure, we talk about dinner. Can we talk about dinner?
Let's do it.
This isn't, I don't know if it's necessarily a you fault, producer Aaliyah.
I assume it is. I feel at fault because I should have made it very clear. But, you know, tell the story.
Okay. Well, here's the thing is that we were very excited. We weren't really concerned about the big day of travel because we knew at the end of it, hey, we were going to have a nice meal at a nice restaurant.
A feast.
It was going to be a whole smorgasbord.
Yeah. And we were under the impression that it was
a free feast.
As they say in the industry, we thought, if we talked about it, we were going to get a very nice meal at a very nice restaurant.
Wave the bill away and off we go.
We rock up. We're like, hey, is this covered? And they go, absolutely not, sir.
Who are you?
Well, we sit down and, you know.
Well, we have to do something, don't we?
I thought it was very bold of producer Ali to be like, oh, we'll just pay and then we'll claim it back or something.
Sorry. You were just like, no.
It's you and your million.
I looked, I know it was going to, I think work might have ended up covering it, but not worth the discussion.
If you try and breathe onto your place, that'll cost you.
Yeah, well, and the menu looked very nice.
It did, actually.
We did promise dinner in exchange for an interview, so we will not be doing said interview. I don't want to say who we were interviewing.
No.
I don't necessarily want to say the business.
We don't need to.
Nah. We don't need to name drop.
Because I think the thing is, the person who we were going to interview in exchange for this dinner, I think he has no idea about what's going on. And so I don't want to, it's not his fault.
No.
Yeah, it's the PR company's
fault. That hasn't communicated to the people on the ground.
Yeah, we did have, I think he was like the restaurant manager or something, come up to us as we were ready to go, shake our hands and all of that stuff.
A bit of business there.
Yeah, and I explained. I was like, look, there just clearly was a miscommunication of, you know, we thought this was going to be comped. You guys didn't get told that. So here we are.
Which you can understand as like a local restaurant owner, just being like, some people have, you know, swanned in. They're just like, hey, we got told our meal would be free. And they go, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm supposed to know you guys.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yes.
But here we are. And we went to the pub next door, which by the way, can we say.
Excellent service.
Are you thinking, because you've been a little unwell this morning, is that okay to say?
Oh, no.
do you think that was largely because of the meal last night?
I hope not.
I had egg,
which is probably the only questionable thing in that.
Can I say I also feel stomach-wise a little bit.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, genuinely. So
it couldn't have been the soda water I had.
I don't think it was the soda water.
Can I just say, Jules was very hydrated last night.
She had a soda water, a still water. A whiskey drink, a lager drink, a cider drink. Then she sung some songs that reminded her of the good times.
It was a late night into bed.
It was a heck of an evening. No,
she was pissing the night away.
Yeah, and that's what we will be doing tonight once we jump on the cruise ship on the Murray River as we join a bunch of listeners and some comedians for the Comedy Cruise. The Nick and Jules Inner Circles, where you can see some behind the scenes. Also follow us on Instagram, Nick and Jules.
Yes,
you know
your local hit page.
We want to be super inclusive. Well, not so inclusive, but inclusive enough for you to feel like you were there.
Exclusive, but inclusive to a degree.
Yes.
That's right.
Don't you worry. We'll be uploading some Instagram stories, some Inner Circle videos. Just make sure that you join the fam.
All righty. And on tomorrow's show, we will recap the night that was. We'll see you then, everybody.
So long.
Bye.
Can you switch sides of the bed? I don't know about it. I think it's a no.
A wife has made headlines because she does it with her husband every single night. She says it's good for the body, good for the mattress.
Just switches, goes from the left to the right. It's like, no, you've got to be in your one side of the bed. You and I are firmly against the idea of doing this. Let's see if people on the phones are the exact same way. Over to Bendigo. Kat has given us a call. Kat, can you switch sides of the bed?
No way, you cannot. Never.
Why ever? Never? Not any occasion?
I don't know. Even when I go on holidays, I have to sleep on the set side.
Yeah, right. So even in a different bed, do you feel... Yep. I don't know what you're like when you sleep, Kat, but I have... Specific, like, you know, because I sleep on the left side of the bed if I'm looking up at myself on the bed. And, like, I have a specific, you know, position that my side is used to and I feel this is more comfortable. Do you have a specific sleeping position?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a right side.
Mm.
Right side, but I've got to be on the left side of the bed.
Right side, left side. So you're kind of facing out of the bed.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I like to keep an eye on the windows, make sure no one's coming in.
Well, you've got to be claustrophobic otherwise. Like, how do you know what's coming behind you? And
Kat, what about, like, the placement of the door or the window or anything? That doesn't come into your decisions?
Oh, I don't think so. No. Even if in other houses that I've lived at, it's always that one side.
Yeah, you're a creature of habit.
Kat, can I ask, do you ever...
Yeah, you go away overseas and you always got to have that side.
Can I ask, do you share the bed with anyone or is it just yourself, Kat?
Yeah, my partner. Yep, and, my fiancé. So when we go away, he just knows he gets whatever I don't want.
Is he a bit more loose with it or is he as militant as you?
No, he's loose with it. Yeah. I think he's got to be. What if he wanted the same side as I did?
Kat, can we ask one thing? Tonight,
yes.
Switch sides of the bed. See what happens. See what anarchy happens.
I think fiancé would become ex-fiancé if that happens. I don't know if we could do such a thing, dear.
He'd probably just squeeze in on next to me and I'd have no room and I wouldn't sleep.
Can't have that. Kat, thanks for the call.
No worries.
Didn't think we were going to get anyone that was on that side of the fence there, Jules.
No, surprising.
No, let's keep it going. Over to Ebony right now, who is both from Shepparton and an illustrious member of the Nick and Jules Inner Circle on Facebook.
Oh, our Facebook group.
We appreciate anyone that gets involved over there on the Facebook, Nick and Jules Inner Circle, if you do want to join. Eb, what do you reckon? Can you switch sides of the bed?
Absolutely you can.
Really? Hey. Why are you so passionate?
Oh, my God, because I hadn't ever done it before. I'd spent the bed sharing 15 years with someone and then they weren't there anymore and I kept waking up just on my side of the bed. I'd pull the duna back and I'd be like, oh, there's that, like, whole untouched area there.
Yes.
And then I was like, I don't want my mattress to warp. Maybe I should just, like, have a crack at this side.
Well,
and I was like, oh, this feels like a whole new, this is like a whole new adventure over here, a whole new side of the bed.
Did you feel like a different person?
I did get disorientated when I got up to go to the toilet and like the door was in the way. I was like, hey, whoa, that never happened.
That'll throw
that's
you out a
not
little bit.
Usually. Yeah.
And what side of the bed were you normally on? What side?
So, how do you figure that out?
I suppose
left-hand
if I'm standing at the foot looking at you in bed, are you on the left or the right?
As you do.
Okay, if you're standing at the foot of my bed, for starters, that's creepy.
Let's pretend you let me in.
The right-hand side.
The right-hand side.
So what side's better?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've had both now.
Oh, do you know what? Kind of the middle.
And now do you actually go in the middle? That seems
like so you just sort of like starfish it.
Oh,
and then, and I still predominantly sleep with my top half on the right-hand side and my bottom half on the left-hand side.
You're
like
very strange.
Diagonal going on.
But, you know, whatever makes you comfy.
I got to say, I do the diagonal a little bit as well, Eb, because I'm a taller guy.
It.
So it's like if I don't go diagonal, they're hanging on the edge and I don't like that.
Yeah, that's not cool. No one wants that.
If you were to stand at the foot of my bed and watch me sleep, you'd go, hey, that's the same thing that I'm doing. Obviously, don't do that, as we've agreed.
Rock on.
I promise not to watch you if you promise not to watch me, Ebony.
Done deal.
All right. Hey, appreciate you jumping on. On the day of Comedy Cruise, which tonight we are very excited for, Jules, a night of laughter, drinks, fun, on board a beautiful ship as we cruise along the Murray River in Mildura.
Only hours away and helming the ship tonight is going to be not just us, Nick. It is going to be D-Mac from Mildura Cruises. Ahoy!
Ahoy there, guys. How are you going?
Oh, Captain D-Mac, we are very excited to be speaking to you, my friend. Mate, we've been looking forward to this for a little while. How's the boat looking for this evening?
Oh, it is looking sensational. I've got the wine barrels. I've got the Bundy chairs ready to go. It's all just looking fantastic. And we are going to have a beautiful day. 32 degrees, smooth sailing.
We've checked out the conditions of the Murray already, have we, D-Mac?
Yes, sunny, no wind. It's going to be superb.
D-Mac, we've been referring to the Murray as, you know, the high seas.
Well, you have.
Well, yeah, it's true.
International waters.
Jules has been probably using more correct ocean-based nautical terminology.
I just don't want our passengers on board, our audience members, to think we're going on some crazy adventure to Madagascar.
Are going on some crazy adventure.
The Murray, eventually it links up with the ocean, I think, so we'll get there. But I wanted to know, I guess, in general, D-Mac, with the water conditions on the Murray, does it ever actually get choppy or is it always pristine? Because whenever I look at it.
Yeah, it does get a little bit choppy, but the boat's built for the conditions that we're in. So it's you wouldn't even notice. Like, you need a safe. It gets a bit windy. Never gets uncomfortable where we're, like, going across the Tasman, across the Tasmania. Nothing like that.
Jules, can I just say, I feel really good about D-Mac.
Assured?
Wasn't that reassuring?
Knows what's going on.
I like it. And then another one for you, D-Mac. Jules and I have been sort of talking. We've been christening, and maybe this is wrong of us to be
doing. Do not say christening the boat.
Oh, that's interesting. Actually, there's a lot to get to now that I think about it, D-Mac. But one is we've been giving, we've already bestowed a few first mates, the comedians that are performing tonight. I hope that's okay with you.
Whatever happens. What happens on the boat stays on the boat.
Have you had comedians perform on the river cruise before?
I think I have, to be honest. But it might have been eight. It's been ages ago, but they couldn't be as funny as these guys. Yeah, so.
I hope not. Now, the other thing that Jules does bring it up there very briefly, yes, the christening. Now, D-Mac, how long have you been in the boat game?
Since 2016. The boat we're on was built in 2011, so it's reasonably young. It's still a baby, still a junior.
Can't even get its first job just yet. It's
not
even old. No.
D-Mac, so you've been in it for a little while now. Jules and I have been saying that when it comes to christening a boat. Now, to me, christening a boat means it's the classic thing of you crack a bottle of wine or champagne on the
boat,
the stern. That is a thing, correct? That's a part of the tradition.
Yeah, that is part of the tradition. When it's first launched, you do that.
Oh,
there's
I would never dare
way to christen a boat.
There you go.
I would never dare do it a second time because I know that's bad luck.
D-Mac, my lack of nautical experience made me think it was, you know, much like christening the bed. And I thought, what on earth is going to happen tonight?
Does that happen on board boats?
Look, they try. They try. We sort of we try to ask for a refrain. Like, yeah, more than 2 minutes in the toilet. Yeah.
We are putting on some drinks tonight, so let's see. There might be some christening. We'll make sure that everyone's on their best behaviour for
you
tonight. Captain D-Mac joining us right now, head of the comedy cruise. Tonight we set off from Mildura along the beautiful Murray River. We've got a lineup of comedians, M. Tressiter, Donna Collins, Zach Dye. Follow us along on Facebook behind the scenes. You've got the Nick and Jules Inner Circle or on Instagram at Nick and Jules. Find us there. D-Mac, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Don't forget, don't drink and drive, booze and cruise.
Loving tonight with the comedy cruise. Very excited to have a bunch of comedians on the back of a cruise ship cruising down the Murray River. There is a lot to obviously get to. We're still across the show as we, you know, finalise everything. But we've got the big parts, I think, locked in, Jules.
Yes, we've got a captain. We've got food. We've got drink. We've got comedians, the entertainers for the night. We've got the guest list sorted.
Yeah.
We're only hours away.
The only thing that you and I need to really organise now is ourselves. You know, we are hosting the night. We're emceeing. We've got to make sure that we're
rested.
Well, absolutely. Once the show's done, we've got to go into our, we'll go hang out in our green room for 10 hours.
Go do some yoga.
Absolutely. Get zen, get in the right state of mind to present a comedy cruise. Then we'll get into costume.
Mm-hmm.
The costumes obviously have been arranged by producer Aaliyah.
Yep.
We were going to be dressing up as lifeguards. We're very excited about
perfection.
That.
Perfection. What a costume.
Because the thing is, on the night, everyone's got their role. Comedians, their role. Make us laugh. The captain, pilot the ship. you and I, talk. Producer Aaliyah's role, make sure that Nick and Jules have something to bloody wear.
Yep.
Producer Aaliyah, how are we? How are the lifeguard costumes looking? Because we know. Because we know the answer to
and
this.
And we'd like all of Victoria to know as well.
I may have had an oversight with the costumes.
Listen to this politician just looking for ways to say
what
that.
What does that mean, Aaliyah? So I may not have put it in my suitcase, and it may be in my car.
How did that happen?
Where's your car?
At home.
Yeah, man. We've got a busy day. We cannot get. We don't. We're not near your car.
You have one job.
We are hours away from your home. We do not have the ability to get them. Here's the thing. It is a one-job situation, isn't it? And the thing is that we're very blessed to be in part of such a big team here where everyone's got their job.
I painstakingly measured everyone.
Oh,
to get those costumes correct.
I painstakingly, like Noah's Ark, built the boat. And here we are. Everyone's done their bit. And Producer Elliot, we haven't got, like, Producer Elliot, what do we wear tonight? What are we wearing?
I mean, what do you want to wear?
Please don't say a mankini.
But
why has that been floated so much? Like, well, it's not actually on my, I don't actually have one.
Because you keep on bringing up for a swim in the Murray.
I don't believe I've ever mentioned that once.
Well, I think you packed your mankini though, didn't you?
It's a budgie smuggler. And it's sequins. No, it's leather.
Not going to float well.
A leather Speedo that I was going to wear otherwise.
Yeah. It's got a one use.
Underneath my lifeguard's outfit. I like to walk the line between lifeguard and 50 Shades.
So it wasn't an outfit. It was just a prop. The lifeguard costume meant nothing to you, Nick?
It did. I'm saying that the Speedo was more for me than anyone else.
Well, it's to make him feel good. Look, it's fine. I'll run to a costume shop. We'll get it sorted.
That's great.
Well, so we better.
And if you want to find out what we do end up wearing, if it ends up being matching leather Speedos.
No, absolutely not.
It's fine. I only bought the one anyways. And the other one's the sequenced one. That one. It won't look good on either of us. So that's it. You know, you can find us on Facebook, the Nick and Jules Inner Circle for behind the scenes if you want to see my leather Speedo.
No.
Or alternatively, Nick and Jules on Instagram to catch up. If you are one of the people that has managed to score tickets to tonight's comedy cruise.
Oh, you lucky thing get to see that Speedo.
Well, you know what? Ask politely. And that's, you know, and here's the thing is tell you what, Jules, tell me if I'm wrong here. Do you not value our listeners?
Of course I do.
And so if someone asks to see a leather Speedo, I'm going to deliver. Now, whether or not HR says that allowed or not, you know what, how about this? No leather Speedos, but we'll wear something and Producer Lee has to figure it out between now and then. On the day of Comedy Cruise, which tonight we are very excited for, Jules, a night of laughter, drinks, fun on board a beautiful ship as we cruise along the Murray River in Mildura.
Only hours away, and helming the ship tonight is going to be not just us, Nick. It is going to be D-Mac from Mildura Cruises. Ahoy!
Ahoy there, guys. How are you going?
Oh, Captain D-Mac, we are very excited to be speaking to you, my friend. Mate, we've been looking forward to this for a little while. How's the boat looking for this evening?
Oh, it is looking sensational. I've got the wine barrels. I've got the Bundy chairs ready to go. It's all just looking fantastic. And we are going to have a beautiful day. 32 degrees, smooth sailing.
We've checked out the conditions of the Murray already, have we, D-Mac?
Yes, sunny, no wind. It's going to be superb.
D-Mac, we've been referring to the Murray as, you know, the high seas.
Well, you have.
It's true.
International waters.
Jules has been probably using more correct ocean-based nautical terminology.
I just don't want our passengers on board, our audience members, to think we're going on some crazy adventure to Madagascar.
We are going on some crazy adventure.
The Murray, eventually it links up with the ocean, I think, so we'll get there. But I wanted to know, I guess, in general, D-Mac, with the water conditions on the Murray, does it ever actually get choppy or is it always pristine? Because whenever
Yeah, it does get a little bit choppy, but the boat's built for the conditions that we're in. So you wouldn't even notice. Like, you need to say, if it gets a bit windy, it never gets uncomfortable where we're, like, going across the Tasman, across the Tasmania, nothing like that.
Jules, can I just say, I feel really good about D-Mac.
Assured?
Wasn't that reassuring?
Knows what's going on.
I like it. And then another one for you, D-Mac. Jules and I have been sort of talking. We've been christening, and maybe this is wrong of us to be
doing. Do not say christening the boat.
Oh, that's interesting. Actually, there's a lot to get to now that I think about it, D-Mac. But one is we've been giving, we've already bestowed a few first mates, the comedians that are performing tonight. I hope that's okay with you.
Hey, yeah, whatever happens. What happens on the boat stays on the boat.
Have you had comedians perform on the river cruise before?
I think I have, to be honest, but it might have been It's been ages ago, but they couldn't be as funny as these guys. Yeah, so.
I hope not. Now, the other thing that Jules does bring it up there very briefly,
yes,
the christening. Now, D-Mac, how long have you been in the boat game?
Since 2016. The boat we're on was built in 2011, so it's reasonably young. It's still a baby, still a junior.
Can't even get its first job just yet. It's D-Mac, so you've been in it for a little while now. Jules and I have been saying that when it comes to christening a boat. Now, to me, christening a boat means it's the classic thing of you crack a bottle of wine or champagne on the
boat,
the stern. That is a thing, correct? That's a part of the tradition.
Yeah, that is part of the tradition. When it's first launched, you do that.
Oh, but I would
also
never
another
dare
way to christen a boat.
There you go.
I would never dare do it a second time because I know that's bad luck.
D-Mac, my lack of nautical experience made me think it was, you know, much like christening the bed. And I thought, what on earth is going to happen tonight?
Does that happen on board boats?
Look, they try. They try. We sort of we try to ask them to refrain. More than 2 minutes in the toilet. Yeah.
We are putting on some drinks tonight, so let's see. There might be some christening. We'll make sure that everyone's on their best behaviour for you tonight. Captain D-Mac joining us right now, ahead of the comedy cruise. Tonight we set off from Mildura along the beautiful Murray River. We've got a lineup of comedians, M. Tressida, Donna Con, Zach Dye. Follow us along on Facebook behind the scenes. You've got the Nick and Jules Inner Circle, or on Instagram at Nick and Jules. Find us there. D-Mac, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Don't forget, don't drink and drive, booze and cruise.
There is a matter that is uniting people in Victorian Parliament on both sides of government. Mm. This matter is very furry and it's very cute.
Okay.
Victorian police, they have united in calling for a dog to be allowed into Parliament.
He's got my vote.
He is 14 years old. He is a Maltese Terrier and his name is Sprite, an elderly little rescue pup. He belongs to a staffer, unsure who, in the Victorian government, and he's been attending Parliament for over a year and a half.
Wow. A year and a half? We haven't even, I don't remember electing him, but if he's in there, it's all right.
It's bizarre that this is now an issue that the government, Department of Parliamentary Services have said, nah, not allowed, sorry Sprite, but we're calling it. Because he's been possibly sneaking in all this time and it's been an issue now. He's been beloved, papped by different people, all the different staffers who wander about the halls. They said, Sprite's the best part of my day.
They're trying to get rid of him. They're trying to evict him.
They're trying to take him out. But this is the thing. We've got Jacinta Allen, our brand new Premier of Victoria.
Sure.
Now, I believe she's a pet lover.
You'd hope so.
She has the opportunity here, really, to come together and say, you know, if this wasn't the first matter of Parliament for her to pass through a bill saying Sprite is allowed in, I don't know what she's doing.
Well, the thing is, the country's been very divided of late. Can we
say
that?
We've had a referendum.
Absolutely. And look, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the Constitution. I think that there's one thing Australians can get behind is we want a dog in Parliament.
We want to pat something. I understand we're probably not going to be very productive if we're continuing to pause for question time, pat Sprite.
Isn't it a very modern thing, though? Don't a lot of offices try to have, like, bring your dog to work day? Because it's known it's known to boost, like, productivity. It makes everyone happier.
And you'd imagine that he's toilet trained after 14 years?
I've heard of a lot of the politician parties that go on sort of behind closed doors at Parliament House, and I've heard that a lot of them aren't toilet trained.
No.
So I think, you know what? Absolutely, we shouldn't be judging Sprite if he's allowed to be running about. He's got our vote.
Yes.
We don't like to get political here on the show.
No, we don't.
But vote one for Sprite, and if you don't, you can tune into another station. Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast.